How healthy is Obamacare? Time for a checkup. It's the Friday Mixer. Open enrollment for the Affordable Care Act starts tomorrow. Millions, again, are expected to sign up for their health insurance, prodded and augmented by a mandate that they must do that. A lot of folks who found it difficult or too costly to get insurance are now able to do that. But Republicans, fresh off their midterm election gains, are ready to congressionally snip Obamacare bit by bit. Joe Matthews is California columnist for Zocalo Public Square, an ideas exchange that publishes online every single day. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Steve.
Anna Gorman is a reporter for Kaiser Health News in the studio as well. Hi, Anna.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. First off, I guess it would behoove us to ask the question of whether Covered California, which is the state of California's exchange under the ACA, is ready. I know, Anna, you covered this big event today at downtown at Grand Park.
That's right. Peter Lee, who's the executive director of Covered California, was there along with some of the board members and Senator Ed Hernandez, and they say they are ready to go. He says they have many, many more people available to help out, both in person and on the phone. They're opening up all kinds of new shops and malls and centers, and they're bringing on more insurance brokers to help people get covered.
I know the federal website had terrible problems this time last year, right? But Covered California, not so much. They pretty much started off pretty smoothly.
There were some glitches, but nothing like the federal government.
Yeah.
And throughout the year, they've been really working on trying to get their website ready for round two. And it seems to be that it will be.
It will be ready. He's gone across the state, right, Peter Lee has, to sort of sell this idea that we're ready for you. Please sign up.
Yeah, there's a new campaign. It's called I'm In, or We're In, or in Spanish, Tengo un plan.
Yeah.
And he is handing out buttons, and there's a big bus that he's been traveling all around the state in and bringing out people to tell their stories. And that's the advantage he has this year, is that people now have coverage, and they can say, we were able to go to the doctor for the first time, and we had this great experience. And he's putting them up on stage, and they're talking about it. Of course, he's not putting the people up on stage who had trouble getting coverage.
Right,
and
right.
We know from lots of studies that there are lots of personal stories that people did have trouble.
I'm not to be the spoil sport on Covered California, but you still can't go to the site and get information about whether your doctor is in whatever plan that you choose. And that seems rather less than being ready for people to actually shop. Why is that such a problem? Why haven't they done that?
That's a great question. They tried to do this. They put up a doctor directory at the beginning, but it was filled with problems, and doctors who were not supposed to be on there were, and the doctors who were supposed to be on there weren't. So they ended up just scrapping it, taking it down entirely. And they haven't given any indication of when they're going to put that up. So you're right. People can't figure out whether or not their doctor is going to be covered unless they call the insurance company themselves and ask. So that definitely discourages people from signing up.
Joe Matthews, continued legal challenges go on with the Affordable Care Act. Most notably, the U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear the case King versus Burwell, which is a lawsuit that challenges the federal subsidies that help a lot of folks buy their insurance in the first place. That's a big deal that they've agreed to hear this case.
It is. It seemed to surprise a lot of people who follow health care, follow the court, that they took the case. It involves a few words, essentially, in this very long bill that might be ready to limit the subsidies to states that have their own exchanges. I believe that's only 13 states. Others are relying on the federal ones. So the theory is if, you know, this, you know, thrown out by the court, that could throw us out sort of one of underpinning this law. And, you know, this is the kind of thing that in maybe less polarized times on a less polarized issue, it might be sort of cleanup legislation,
right,
as they call it. But as we know, Obamacare is fraud, and the Republican position in Congress has been to repeal it.
Right. 50 times, I think, they voted to do that in the House, right?
Yeah, and continuing, right? Since after the midterm, and the Republicans had such a success that they said they're going to go for it again. And so they're jumping on this Supreme Court case. They're saying this is a chance to overturn Obamacare, because if these subsidies are thrown out in the states that have federal exchanges, it could be huge and definitely a death of Obamacare.
Didn't the Supreme Court rule in the case, I guess, a couple of years ago of whether the act was a tax and not a mandate, therefore deeming it constitutional? Did we think at that time that was the end of it, that there were going to be no more legal challenges?
It is a huge and long and very complex piece of legislation. So I don't think anybody thought that the challenges were done, especially when we have a now pretty strong Republican presence in the legislature. This particular challenge, I think, though, did come as a surprise. I don't think, like Joe said, I don't think people were expecting the Supreme Court to actually take this case, because it is the underpinning of the entire legislation of the Affordable Care Act, is whether or not people have help. If people can have financial help to buy insurance, if they don't have that kind of help, they're not going to buy insurance.
And what's the point? Yeah. I do want to tell you, because you touched, Anna, on the full GOP-controlled Congress, right? Both House and Senate starting in January will be controlled by the GOP. That will no doubt start picking away at parts of the ACA, if not trying to full-on repeal it, as you say, as the House has done for a few years now. But President Obama has this pen. It's called a veto pen, and he can pretty much say, nope, not going to do that. I mean, that essentially stops them, right?
Well, you know, it could be tied to other things, and it could be tied
like
to
an appropriation or something,
or to a different kind of bill that he is under pressure to sign. I mean, and certainly they're not going to repeal, but you know, there are things in it. There's a tax, for example, on medical devices, which
that's
might
a big
be
one a, that the which, Republicans are aiming
which
for,
might
yeah.
be a sort of target. And you know, if this was tied to some bill that was really important, he thought was important for the functioning of the government. You know, but it does set up for conflict and probably on many different pieces and multiple fronts.
Yeah.
They also might go after the employer mandate. So that's something that hasn't really taken effect yet, that Obama pushed
that off.
He delayed
to the first of the year, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So they could potentially introduce some legislation to stop that employer mandate. But they got a boost this week, too. The architect, this has been in the news some, one of the so-called architects of the Affordable Care Act.
Oh, this is Jonathan Gruber, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. This economist, he said something in 2013 that is has resurfaced. This statement he said in 2013 has resurfaced. And he said that the legislation passed in part because of the stupidity of the American voter and a lack of transparency over its funding. And that has not been a good thing for people in the administration as open enrollment is about to start tomorrow.
Yeah. Note to self, fix the filter or if you're even if you're thinking it, don't say it out loud. Right. I mean,
well, this is such a polarized issue. You can't sort of speak the truth. And I would argue that what he said is, you know, sort of a the fact that that's a gaffe is, you know, an example of the Michael Kinsey line that, you know, gaffe in Washington is telling the truth.
Right.
It wasn't a terribly transparent process. And I think it's been said that no one ever went broke betting on the stupidity of the American voter. Right.
I don't know. What are you saying, Joe?
I'm saying it. I mean, there are
uninformed people who vote.
It's amazing to me that there still is a lot of ignorance among the American public. I mean, there have been polls recently that show that many don't know that open enrollment is starting November 15th.
It's starting. They think that Obamacare is different from the Affordable Care Act. We know that. But you know what they are paying attention to? Kim Kardashian and her rear end. Take advantage of the information that is before you and at least be better informed.
There has been a recognition that people have no idea what this is. They don't know what deductible means. They don't know what a premium is. And so I think from the counties to the state to the federal government to community clinics to hospitals, they're recognizing that they have to teach people what insurance means and what health care is all about. Otherwise, this isn't going to work.
Joe Matthews, California columnist for Zocalo Public Square. Joe, thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Anna Gorman, welcome for the first time to our mixer, reporter for Kaiser Health News. Anna, thanks.
My pleasure. I hope to be back.